Andrew Pollack, For Democrats, Students' Lives Don't Matter. By Andrew Pollack on June 8, 2020. Democrats in Minneapolis and Portland have vowed to kick police officers out of their schools. Other school districts are sure to follow suit. If you live in a Democrat-run city, get your kids out now. Because I can tell from personal experience, if your kid gets murdered in school and you have a problem with it, they'll just call you racist and double down. My daughter Meadow was murdered in the Parkland school shooting on February 14, 2018. There was a school resource officer on duty. He was a coward and hid. Not all cops are good men. Without a real policeman on duty, the shooter had 11 minutes in a building with 800 kids all to himself. You probably know this part of the story. What you might not know is what happened before and what happened next. The media wanted to use Parkland as an opportunity to attack President Donald Trump and advance their gun control agenda. But as I explain in my book Why Meadow Died, the people and policies that created the Parkland shooter and endanger America's students, the Parkland shooting wasn't caused by the Second Amendment. It was caused by identity politics. The Democrat-run Broward School District blamed teachers and school resource officers for racial disparities in school discipline and arrests. So they formally decriminalized misdemeanors, three freebie misdemeanors a year, resetting every year, and informally decriminalized felonies. They also tied school resource officers' hands and told school administrators to refuse to cooperate with local law enforcement. The Parkland shooter committed many crimes in school. He threatened to kill, committed hate crime assault, trespassed on school grounds after he got kicked out. No arrests. By design. No criminal record. The school district lied to the public. They stonewalled the press. They threatened would-be whistleblowers. When Parkland parents started to learn the truth, they demanded accountability in a series of meetings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, MSD, with Broward Superintendent Robert Runcie. Shortly after that, the Broward School District announced a public meeting. Runcie's deputy sent an email to local black church leaders telling them that the rhetoric they heard at MSD was vile stuff like they hadn't heard since desegregation orders were enforced. It was a lie. When challenged, they provided no evidence to back their race-baiting claim. But it worked. At the public meeting, hundreds of well-meaning black citizens showed up. And booed families of the victims. You can't really even blame them. On the one hand, they were booing grieving parents who were calling for accountability after failed policies and leadership got their kids murdered. But on the other hand, they were told that these grieving parents were really closeted segregationists. Without school resource officers, more crimes will go unpunished. Without criminal records, more potential murderers will be able to get their hands on guns without a hitch, no matter how many new background check laws Democrats pass. And without cops, our gun-free zone schools will be soft targets. If you live in a Democrat-run area and you are fine with rolling the dice with your kids' lives, then by all means, keep sending them to public school. But be prepared to be called a racist if your kid gets murdered in school and you have a problem with it. Because for the left, hashtag students' lives don't matter. No matter how many more kids die because of their identity politics ideology, they will never change course. If your kid gets murdered, it will be a life-shattering tragedy for you as a parent. But for the left, it will be a whole new opportunity for them to advance their agenda. Andrew Pollack is founder of Americans for Class and author of Why Meadow Died. The people and policies that created the Parkland shooter and endanger America's students.